Sports and recreation programming is sponsored by Delta Hotels by Marriott Minneapolis Northeast. Learn more at marriott.com/MSPDE.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Weck is here for your weekly sports and recreation update. And hey, Nate, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you, Lori?
I'm doing well. We're coming off of the basketball state championships, and a big part of that is always the story that we hear about the Spirit of Six and the tragedy of a plane crash that killed some cheerleaders. A lot more to that story, though.
Yeah, there really is. And I think that, you know, there's been a few different publications of that story from people that knew the girls and things like that. And this is something that for us that started, I want to say back in November, where we started having conversations with a few people that are within the South Dakota Peace Officers Association, just to get a little information about it. For those who don't know, the South Dakota Peace Officers Association started the Spirit of Six Award back in 1970. So it's not necessarily the 50-year anniversary this year, but it's the 50th year that a state that the Spirit of Six Award was given out. And for the first few years in 1970 through 1977, the award was not even given out at the state tournament itself. It was given out at hotel rooms because it wasn't a part of the state tournament at that time. It wasn't until 1978 when it was first presented during the actual event of the state basketball tournaments. So, and it's still around today, obviously, and the story is very much alive. And this was something that we wanted to dive into a little bit as well, because there is a story to be told here. It's history, and I think, you know, thousands of people from across the state go to state basketball tournament every single year, but do they really understand what that award represents? You know, maybe it's something where they're going up to get popcorn or something during that time, since right. It's halftime or whatever it might be. But there is a very much more powerful piece behind that puzzle. And that was really our goal with this project, was we wanted to go out to Rapid. We wanted to talk to people that knew those girls. And that was our main goal with this, is we want to get a firsthand experience. We want somebody to look us in the eye and, you know, tell us some stories about who those girls were. So that's really what we did. And we talked to a couple classmates. One was Jim Quinn. Another one was, his name is Paul Jensen. Both of them are Rapid City High School grads of 1968. So back in the days when it was still Rapid City High School before it became Rapid City Central. So they were the Cobblers at that time. We discussed with them about their firsthand experience, because they had both been to Sioux Falls for the state basketball tournament that year. So how it all played out was Rapid City Central was at the Class A boys basketball tournament in Sioux Falls on the 14th through the 16th. So they flew back on Sunday, March 17th, 1968. It was a landing approach into Rapid City where the pilot lost control of the aircraft during the landing approach, and there was a crash, and all nine lives that were on the plane perished that day. So,
yeah, you just said Rapid City Central, but you meant
Rapid City High School at that time. Yes. Right. So we first talked to Jim Quinn, and I asked both Paul and Jim, I said, you know, I want your firsthand experience of how you reacted to hearing this news. So we'll hear Jim first. Jim Quinn, class of 1968. Here's what he had to say about hearing the news.
We just seen the girls, you know, at the tournament cheerleading in front of the crowd, you know, probably 8 hours before that. But we were all driving back. There were three of us driving back from Sioux Falls, and we heard it on the radio. We were listening to the radio, and when we got close to Rapid, you know, we started hearing about this plane crash. And we drove right near that, and it was just one of those things that we couldn't believe it. You know, couldn't understand what had happened. And like I say, it still is very memorable in my mind of that day.
So now we'll listen to Paul Jensen, who also, his story is a little different of how he heard the news, but it kind of lines up on the times of that era.
We got back to Chamberlain, stopped at Al's Oasis. Of course, the place was just packed with Rapid City people. And that was, somebody got up and made the announcement. So a whole bunch of us got it right between the eyes right there in Chamberlain.
And this is obviously the era where cell phones were not a thing. Right. So it was something where, you know, the accident had to have occurred, you know, who knows how long after the crash, the information was given out. It wasn't probably, you know, it's safe to assume that it wasn't nearly as instantaneous as what it would be today in an instant like that.
Right. And you'll never forget where you were when you heard that.
Right. Too. And that's one of the things, too, because we did a feature on this, and it's on our SDPB Sports Facebook page. It's amazing reading through those comments. You could almost just spend an hour just reading the comments because so many people say, I remember exactly where I was when I heard the news about that. And to hear these two talk about it, who are classmates of those girls, it was really powerful. And it was, you know, it was a little emotional to sit there and to have them tell their story of knowing these girls and things like that. And just to know that, you know, now this is March. You have to go through the last 2 months before graduation with this whole big elephant in the room. Another thing that both talked about too is it was one of these things that there were no counselors at that time.
Right. I was going to say, let's put it in context for 1968. Because,
right. There wasn't, you know, and it was more of those. And the parents, as Paul said, his parents were World War II parents where it's like buck up and you get through it. You raise your chin and it's not going to do any good to pout. You put your head in the air and you go forward. So it was that type of era, I think, for a lot of these kids that went through that. And that was the other thing too, that Paul kind of, this is a really good soundbite. But Paul talks about, those remaining 2 months at Rapid City High School. Here's Paul.
You know what I remember the most? Going back to school after the tragedy, how quiet it was. Nobody talked. That place was a madhouse. It was noise all through high school, right? And those last 2 months before month and a half before graduation, everything was dead quiet. All you'd hear is the footsteps, the kids moving back and forth to class. Nobody talked. It's eerie.
Yeah.
Getting a
it's
little,
powerful
I'm
stuff.
Getting a little emotional. Yeah. I mean, you see the award and you think of the cheerleaders, you know, themselves, but they were, you know, they were cheerleaders. That's an important part of who they were, but they're also, you know, sitting next to you in algebra. I mean, you have to remember they're high school students who, you know, had relationships and friendships and good days and bad days and the impact that resonates when six of your classmates are gone.
Right. Yep. And just to kind of give a recap too, the six were Terry Blanton, Shirley Landstrom, Jan Glaze, Loreen K. McNutt, Gail Floor, Diana McCluskey. Those were the six cheerleaders. We say nine were killed because there was also the pilot, Ivan Landstrom, and his wife, Mary. So Shirley Landstrom, one of the cheerleaders, these were actually her parents. Mm. Her dad was a pilot, and her mom went along for the trip. So
Wait, is that eight?
What's that?
Who's the ninth? Oh, the pilot and then the parents.
The pilot and his wife. And then the ninth one is actually Dorothy Lloyd. She was the cheerleading coach.
Okay.
Which at that time, it was cheerleading advisor, but today it'd be known as a cheerleading coach. So those were the nine that passed away. So when you see the spirit of six, sometimes people just think that maybe it was just six that passed away, but no, it was actually nine, six cheerleaders from the school, both parents of Shirley Landstrom, and then also the cheer instructor, Dorothy Lloyd. So nine people.
There must be so many different ways that these people are remembered, other, you know, beyond the award that we sort of are all familiar with from the basketball tournaments.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, Paul Jensen, who we've heard a couple bites from already, he had talked about how him and Gail Floor kind of had a little bit something going on that was maybe a little bit more than friendship. Mm-hmm. They were pretty fond of each other in that day. And he talks about Gail getting behind the wheel of his car one time and it was icy and, you know, just teenagers doing teenager things, you know, at that time and goofing around. So, I mean, some of the memories and a lot of the stuff that they talked about, you know, they did talk about this tragedy, but they also talked about some of the memories that they had with some of these other girls as well. You know, even being at the state tournament, they were staying at the Holiday Inn downtown. And Paul even talked about, I remember after the tournament hanging out downtown Sioux Falls, they were staying at the Holiday Inn and, you know, walked a couple of them to their room. And that was the last time we saw them.
What happened to the plane? Was it weather? Was it, what caused the crash?
No, it wasn't weather. There's a couple different theories, about it. Some kind of a malfunction of some sort went into it. We did get, I mean, we probably heard three or four different theories as to what exactly.
Again, 1968, we don't have the information exactly. That we would have if that had happened
right. Today. Right,
yeah.
There's not going to be the follow-up that there would be today with, and I think, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure in every aircraft now there's an audio box that right. Goes, that records the cockpit and things like that. So, you know, it wasn't like it was really windy or stormy or anything like that. It was, you know, it was just something that happened during the approach that forced Ivan Landstrom to lose control of the plane.
The other thing that strikes me is just, you know, that when Paul is talking about being at Al's Oasis and mm-hmm. hearing the news, you know, some of those things just haven't changed in the sense that this is it's sort of a quintessentially South Dakota story,
right.
Not only because of you know, these adults and kids
right. Who,
you know, have family that are, you know, still here and friends that are still here, but the landmarks are the same, you know, the Holiday right. Inn in downtown Sioux Falls, Al's Oasis,
right, exactly.
A high school in Rapid City, the halls that are chaotic and noisy and then all of a sudden fall quiet
mm-hmm.
Because it's unprecedented.
It
this
is.
This kind of tragedy at that time.
Right.
Unfortunately, since then, we've had other losses in high schools, there are definitely growth in the way we deal with loss as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, real quick here too, Lori, yeah. I know we are running out of time, but that was the other thing too with some of the comments is I think in some way people can connect themselves to this because everybody's kind of lost. People can connect to losing a person close to them. I remember when I was in high school and we lost a classmate or two.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind, you know, you can kind of make a note of like, of understanding maybe what that was like. Obviously it wasn't six kids at the same time and in a tragic way like this. But I think it's a way too where people can connect to it in some way, shape or form with whether they heard the news, knew the girls, or if they know of a situation similar to that they can connect to.
Mm. There's a high school here in Sioux Falls that's lost 4 kids from this recent graduating class over the years that they were at the high school, all from acts of violence. So high right. School students continue to sort of deal with some very adult themes. Nate Wack, thank you so much for the story. You can find more at the SCPB Sports Facebook page. We appreciate your work.
All right. Thanks, Lori.